5.13 PDF documents. The PDF way of sharing documents across the world is great, but doesn't always suit those of us who have little or no reading sight. PDF files can be protected at various levels. When unprotected, we have the best chance of reading them with talking software, but when they're totally protected, there's no chance. PDF files sometimes come as email attachments or are on websites, often describing products. There are three ways of trying to read them. 1. When a PDF file comes on the web using Webby, press Alt-O and the top choice is Fetch PDFs from Google. Press Enter and after a little time the file will appear and you can read it. Not all PDFs are presented in this Google accessible format. 2. You can copy and paste the contents of some PDF files in the normal way. Open the PDF with Start menu, type Adobe, that's A-D-O-B-E, arrow down and up to confirm you are on Adobe 9 or later, then press Enter. Press Alt-S to start and allow it to process. Press Ctrl-A to select all of the document. Press Ctrl-C to copy it all. Then go into Microsoft Word and paste the document with Ctrl-V. Unless your PDF is totally protected, you should get something, if not full formatting. Sometimes you can only do the above a page at a time. 3. Adobe, the company making the PDF software, provides something called Adobe Reader, so that you can hear the files. If it isn't on your PC already, this is how to download the latest version. Go into Webby, type Ctrl-W, then type Adobe, A-D-O-B-E, Reader, latest version, and press Enter. Arrow down until you hear Download Adobe Reader followed by a version number, such as 10.1 or higher. Press Enter, and you are at the download page. You may like somebody with seeing help to do this. When you have Adobe Reader downloaded and installed on your computer, here are some hints to get you started. 1. Select the Adobe Reader in your Start menu or on the desktop. 2. Agree the license terms. 3. Agree the option which suits you best, accessibility and magnifiers, or all accessibility options. 4. As you move through each page of options, you could overwrite normal options and choose to read your PDF files in Webby. Make sure that Webby is your default browser. Alt-O then M with Webby on the screen. If you prefer not to use the Webby browser, the following keystrokes in Adobe Reader itself will help you. Activate Reader, Alt-V then A before you can listen to anything. Read this page only, Alt-V, then P. Read to end of document, Alt-V, then E. Pause reading, Alt-V, then U. Stop reading, Alt-V, then S. You can change the way the reader speaks to you. Press Alt-E, then N, for preferences. Arrow down to Reader and press Tab. You'll find options here to change the speed, the volume, and the reading voice itself. To check the voice, untick the default voice setting and arrow down amongst any voices on your machine. Tab to OK, and next time you open the Adobe Reader, you'll be able to listen in your chosen voice. High quality voices are available from screenreader.net, telephone 01733 234441. There's much more to learn about Adobe Reader. Always make sure you have the latest version by pressing Alt-H, Help, then U, Updates, press Enter, and you'll be given the opportunity to update or be told that Updater is already running. Scan to text, that's S-C-A-N, figure 2, T-E-X-T. ScreenReader.net sells and supports a very useful software package called Scan to Text. It converts a number of files, including PDF files, into accessible Microsoft Word formats. It can also be used with a flatbed scanner to enable you to scan and read printed documents. You can buy it from www.screenreader.co.uk or email sales@screenreader.co.uk or telephone 01733 234441 for more information.